the leaves from the tree of life. The tree of life is in the middle of the street and on both sides. The tree bears 12 kinds of fruits and yields its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The kings will bring their honor in and lay it before the throne of God, just as they did in the Old Testament. The 11 tribes each brought in a tenth, 10% of their income, and gave to the priests, Levi. When they bring their honor into this great land, they will break off a leaf from the tree of life, and they will exit the city together. The leaf, when broken off and carried out of the city, serves as a memorial for the healing of the nations and the peace amongst them. There is no more wars or rumors of war, as everyone is a part of eternal world peace. The purpose of a natural leaf is to purify the air. It cleans the air from particles we should not breathe. The leaf replaces the oxygen that has been removed from the atmosphere by plant and animal respiration. Through a process called photosynthesis, oxygen passes through the pores in the leaf surface to form sugars. The leaf now becomes food for plants, which in turn ultimately nourish and sustain all land animals. When we eat an animal, it must die, of course. But isn't that true for many of the vegetables we eat? Eat the fruit and leaves, however, and the tree lives on. It simply bears more fruit and more leaves. Revelation 21:4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death." The purpose of a natural leaf is to continually perpetuate life by creating more essential elements required for our natural life. They do not decide who or when the recipient receives the needed ingredients. They only give unconditionally, bringing life and peace to all recipients. John ends his account of the New Jerusalem by stressing its eternal nature. Revelation 22:5, "And they shall reign forever and ever." This is how John envisioned God's paradise, the new earth, the perfect kingdom. Keep in mind, he is describing this great eternal city that is constructed with pure gold and a variety of precious stones larger than anything human eyes have ever seen. How stunning this must have been, and how difficult to portray the magnitude of it to the people. Where are we in God's great time clock? Just think, at any moment in the twinkling of an eye, we could be raptured from the earth into his glorious presence, to the wedding supper for our 1,000-year honeymoon. Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3. "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled." Satan is bound during this time, but then loosed for the final conflict. Revelation 20, verses 7 through 10. "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and he shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." The earth then goes through its final purification by God's holy fire, making it ready for God and his redeemed people to live and experience their eternal inheritance together. For those with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire, those that have been earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints, they can see by faith our God presenting this great city coming down from heaven, forming the capstone to the great pyramid mountain. He has fulfilled his promise to his bride, "I go to prepare a place for you." What a day that will be. King David gave a description of the experience we can look forward to, living in his presence in the New Jerusalem. Psalm 16:11. "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." The new earth or the New Jerusalem, no matter how majestic, would not be anything without the presence of our God. It is Christ's presence that makes heaven heaven. He is the only answer for world peace, and he is the Prince of Peace. and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.